On today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled Enemies, we learn that red leather with armholes doesn't make a shirt. But that's millennium fashion for you. My name is James.
I'm Tavia.
And this is What the Hell Mouth. Perfect, flawless when we're not in the in cyberspace. Yo, man, hey, guys, what's up? I said something about cyberspace in between the little chunks. Who are you cybering lately? Are you cybering more now in the quarantine than you were before? Just clicky-clacking on your keyboards, Facebook Messenger probably these days, and asking people ASL, and then saying, oh, I'm rubbing my hand across your meaty unit. How does that feel? And then they respond with, oh, it feels orgasmic. The pre-cum is just overflowing. And guys, months ago, you could have been hearing me talk like that because it was quarantine bunkering down with Buffy fan fiction, but that's not today. We're in the same room again.
We're in the same room.
Cheer, cheer, cheer. However, I thought when you did that, I thought somehow I was doing that. I was like, how did that come out of my mouth? Guys, we are masked because
we're more than 6 feet apart.
Absolutely. We're probably, how far would you say this is?
Hold on. So I learned that this is an inch, so I'm going to get on the floor and just inch my way.
I also have, I have a measuring tape right there. I'm guessing this, well,
I'd say maybe 8 feet.
This is, the room is 13 feet long, I think.
But we're diagonal.
Yeah.
So.
So that would mean even further.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 feet.
30 feet exactly,
we
guys.
We are distancing by times. We're distance. Five.
I won't tell the listeners what happened right there. Also, so we're masked. We might sound muffled. And then on top of that, the windows are open for ventilation. Because we tried and tried. I don't know what was the issue to get the microphone working on TC's laptop. TC brought it over. I sat down and I plug it in. I feel like nothing and it works.
Watch it not work next week.
It probably won't. It'll be like, oh no, it just doesn't like your internet.
Maybe it doesn't like my energy.
Oh, that could be it.
My aura's off.
Or maybe you were just talking so quietly.
Yeah.
That I couldn't
hear
you.
I was whispering.
Oh no. Yeah, that probably makes sense.
So James, how have your weeks been?
My week started off what I thought was going to be great, not because Nicole is gone, but...
Hey, Nickel Bricks.
Nicole's out of town this week. I thought, oh, wow, well, she's out of town. I'm going to do the One Punch Man exercise, which is an anime, and what he does is he runs 6 miles every day, then does 100 sit-ups, crunches, and... No, crunches/sit-ups, squats, and push-ups. And I was like, okay, I'll just half that because running 6 miles is fucking boring. And I get done with my first half of all of like the push-ups, squats, and sit-ups. And then I start running. I'm like a block and a half away. And then, you know, sidewalks, how they'll be raised up a mm-hmm. little. I clip it mid-run, and I just bash on the ground. My knee's fucked up now on the first day of these exercises. And I joked with Nicole that, oh, I'll get done with the first day, and then while sleeping, I'll stretch in my... Like, I'll yawn in my sleep and throw out my back, because that's what happens.
Yeah.
No. I just fucking... I've never done that before.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Reasonably so.
What about you? I got a couple, like two small things to talk about.
I got a new cat.
Whoa, what?
His name is Pinot Grigio, but he goes by PG or Gio or Baby G.
Why not Rowboat?
Because I don't want to call him that, James.
Listen to What the... Or not What the Hellmouth. Engage with Nicolas Cage. That's a reference to that.
He's the tiniest little gray baby. And he's finally, like, him and Draco have warmed up to each other. So, like, I used to have to, like, separate them every night. But now, I mean, I still separate them at night. But they used to have to be separated all day. So it'd be like, he could be in my room for 3 hours. Draco would be in my room for 3 hours, back and forth, back and forth. But now it's like, if I separate them, they'll cry about it. And it's the cutest little thing. But also, if one of them is sleeping next to me and the other one is awake, that cat will come in and, like, walk on top of the other one. But yeah, he's a cute little gray cat. He's, like, 18 weeks. One of my friends got me an Apple Watch for my birthday. That's pretty fucking crazy. Oh, I turned 25. Practicing sobriety now. That's pretty cool.
I'm so excited about that.
Me too. I'm not doing it for, like, the long haul, but I definitely realized over, like, quarantine that I got to a place where, like, I needed to drink and then had, like, a ton of bad shit happen where I was really, 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 really depressed. And I was like, okay, well, drinking will help. And then I'd drink and I'd just be really sad and I'd listen to gospel music and cry. So I was like, I gotta stop drinking on, like, July 4th. And then I only drank again for my birthday and then... I stopped drinking again, so that's pretty cool. What else is going on in my life? I've been exercising.
Dude, spit out the gum.
How would I do that? I'm just going to swallow it.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be in my digestive tract for 7 years.
Yes, you've already said this like 3 times on the show because you refused to spit out your gum before.
It went down the wrong tube, but I've been exercising. Look at that. Now, yeah! That's a muscle that could beat the shit out of you.
Yep, yep, yep. Plus, I talk, like, about it on...
Sounds like sidewalks be beating you up. So. No contest for me.
I'm talking about Beyblade. I talk about how you want to beat me up.
I don't want to. I just feel like one day, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to push me too far.
How?
I don't know.
Why? Okay, I don't like any of this now. Now you have a watch that tells you notifications and a telephone,
and it's like
in your lap.
Almost nothing even came up. Sometimes I just look at it because I feel like it'll come over me to look at the watch. Nothing was on. Like, I just feel like I have to tell people, but it's not even conscious. My brain is just like, hold your arm up. And I'm like, okay. What time is it? Okay.
You do it fancy, though. Like,
yeah. Pinky out.
No, like... It's actually, what's this finger called? The one in between the middle
finger.
And the pink? Oh, the ring? Yes, you are right. I'll never get married, so.
How come only the first finger, like you call it, like there's the thumb?
Yep.
Well, first of all, thumb is a stupid word and it's made up.
And all words are made up.
James, see, this is the type of shit. This is the type of shit where that's like, now I want to beat you up. Anyway, thumb is a dumb word. And then there's index, which is pretty clinical sounding. There's the index finger. That sounds like a doctor made that. A thumb doesn't. Then there's your middle finger. What the fuck? Like, they just were like, oh, that one's in the middle. Okay, very lazy. Ring finger. Who picked that? A man. And then your pinky, which is so stupid and childish. How come everything doesn't have a medical term like index?
They probably do. We're just not told them.
I hope that the middle one is like sequentinal, your sequentinal finger.
But you can also, if you take index out, just pointer finger.
I didn't.
So see? All of them are bad.
Look what you're doing. You see what I mean?
Do I see or are you talking
the
to the listeners?
Shit. Why are you correct? Look, he's correcting. A man is correct. Oh, I guess that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Is my voice deeper? You can't tell because the mask.
It's deeper, though.
The mask adds 10 octaves.
Also, we recorded 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but it was all like, it sounded terrible.
Well, yes, but...
There's nothing we could do, but...
This also sounds terrible.
I don't think so, but you won't let me have headphones. I don't know.
Your cloth...
Can't breathe?
Your cloth masks against this disposable one, this has better sound quality than yours, just because yours is thicker.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't know we would be wearing the mask while we record. Completely fine with it, but I would have gotten a disposable mask. I have them, I just didn't know.
To be honest, you just kept the mask on, so I guess...
I was like, once you gave me rules, I just thought we were wearing masks.
I thought like, oh, the window's open.
Well, you had a mask on, and you didn't take it off, and this is your house, so I figured you wanted to wear a mask around me.
Well, because I was like, oh, we'll be... During the setup process, the mask will be left on. But then you were like talking into the mic with the mask. So
never take yours off. So I thought that you.
Okay.
Look, this is so much better.
Okay, there we go. Hey, listeners.
Oh my God. We are two fucking buffoons. We're so stupid.
Okay, let me put on my that other windscreen. Really okay.
That is so great because I'm super thirsty.
I'm double windscreening. And you could have spat out that gum.
Yeah, why didn't you say when I was doing the gum, I could just take my mask off?
Well, I thought you would have assumed like, oh, I'll just move my mask.
Wow, that's gonna be in my digestive tract for 7 years for nothing.
No, it won't. That's been disproven.
I can feel it in there. I can
feel
it.
Is that sugar free or with sugar?
Okay, well, James, I can only be sober from so many things.
Oh no, I want to make sure you're at least drinking it with sugar.
No, it's not sugar free.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because the sugar-free stuff's probably worse. Because
I also got back into drugs for a little, like a small bender of June, and now I'm clean from that also.
Uh-oh. I hope it's...
June was really bad for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Terrible time. So, the two things.
Hold on. I need to just... It seems like you're at least... Whenever What the Hellmouth comes back, mm-hmm. it seems like you go on to an upturn.
How do you mean?
It just seems
I
like...
I will say it seems like whenever we take a hiatus, I definitely do drugs, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just thought of a really funny thing I couldn't say on the recording.
Okay. My two things. One, I was listening to 3-6 Mafia, and they...
They're my kinfolk.
They had... Wait, you're related?
It's from Stay Fly, 3-6 Mafia, them my okay. kinfolk. So when I'm in Memphis, Tennessee...
I'm not editing any of those stammers out.
I gotta stay high till I die.
That's the only part of that song I know. So they have a song in 2005 on Choices 2 called PIMP. And it just reminded me during, 2002 to... maybe 2008, all of the pimp songs on everyone's albums were so fucking stupid. Just like, oh, you gotta have a weed smoking song. Oh, hey, you gotta have a song that like is for the ladies. It can be about like, oh, I'm sorry that I hurt you. Or it can be, like 21 Questions or like
21 Questions is such a good song.
It is.
Actually, that whole album, because I was just about to say how good PIMP by Fit, just even the way it starts back when I was in band, we used to always play that on the xylophone. Never well, but it was like, oh, it's so good. Damn.
Yeah, Get Rich or Die
Trying.
Let me put
my AirPods in and play that.
Yeah, you're just going to play it on your speaker.
I was thinking about it, but I knew you'd be like, turn it off.
You're going to play it with
turn it down.
You're going to play it with subtitles on. So you're just completely
xylophone.
Removed. Yeah, I enjoy D12, but their pimp song is fucking terrible. Besides Proof's verse, that's the only, he's the only believable pimp. Also, it's like, why would you want to be a pimp? Like, it's truly just saying, like, yeah, I beat women and make money for it in the guise of I'm protecting women.
The only songs I know by D12 are My Band and that How Come. We don't even talk. No.
Oh, my God.
Is that not D12?
No, that is. Oh. That is the gayest song in any rap.
It was just like eight sad men who their feelings were so hurt.
Yes.
That they all got into a studio together and made a song like, you've been really mean to me. No, you have. No,
and
you.
Like, oh, I wish we were together again. And
we should have did that when we took that hiatus.
So I said that before I started playing it on a speaker. And then Nicole was in the apartment as well and heard me say this song is just probably the gayest song, like not like gay as in dumb, but like truly the gayest song in mainstream rap. And as the song was going, Nicole, I heard just bust out a big laugh because she's heard the lyrics and was like, yeah, I understand why you would say that, James. But yeah, all those pimp songs.
Most music, I think, is pretty homoerotic.
Yeah.
There's this song called Thief in the Night by Young Thug and this rapper named Trouble. And the first line of the chorus is like, a thief in the night, I'll take anything but some pussy. And I thought that was a great line. Like, to me, it's a man being like, hey, I won't rape anybody, which is unfortunately something you have to be like, wow, he went on record saying he wouldn't assault anyone. And then
back when it first came out, men were like, these niggas gay as fuck, bro, talking about some I won't take no pussy. And I was like, we can't win. We cannot win, guys, please.
Did you see that? It was Lil Nas X and like two other rappers. It was a back and forth between them. And he was like, oh, how come so-and-so looks like, I forget, it was like maybe some type of action figure. And then that rapper responded to it just saying, fuck you. And then Lil Nas X just like with like a like I'm a little scamp smile smirk said when. And then the other rapper just like responded with like the eyes wide emojis. And then a third rapper comes in and says, man, you guys are suspect AF. And then the one person responds saying, didn't you once say in a song that or didn't you once say that you sucked dick for rent money?
Oh, God.
And then he responds with, yeah, man, just because I said it in a rap doesn't mean it's true. People rap about murdering doesn't mean they're outdoing it. And then someone quote tweeted one of his tweets of saying like to what could be a landlord saying like, I'ma be over real soon. We gonna get it in. And it's like, come on, guys.
Oh, that's embarrassing. I'm gonna look for that forever once this is done.
Someone Facebooked it. I'll be able to find it. Like just the series of tweets.
Cool. Enemies.
Yeah.
I guess I should. Sorry, excuse me. We're back, folks. Sorry. Unlock. My phone won't unlock because I'm smiling.
Oh, I thought that was the, like, your starting of the summary, like, unlock. And I was like, what?
I kept telling myself, like, get the fuck out of here. Fucking Wikipedia asking me to donate. No, you donate to me. I kept, like, I was like, I have nothing to do. I've been unemployed for the last several months. Maybe I should, like, write out the Buffy, you know, summaries. And I didn't. But I thought that that would be a good idea.
Wait, I gotta grab something real quick. It's in the room, but keep going.
Enemies. Season 3, episode 17. Original air date, March 16th, 1999. James is getting some paper. He has on a red shirt. We both have on hats. I would take a picture of us because we both have so much more facial hair than the last time we saw each other. He got the bang. That's when I cut your hair just like that and you had a problem with it. Wait, let's take a picture so they can see how much facial hair we have. I gotta smooth mine down. I look high, and I'm not, guys. I don't like that picture. I'm going to retake it. Till I die.
This episode is so casual. Is it on the...
Yeah, this is a real, like, we're coming back to recording episode. Really, we've fallen out of the... Oh, my God, do you know what I want to do so bad, and I know you're going to hate me for saying it?
What?
Like, how many podcasts are you doing now?
I'm down, like, hit it and crit it. It isn't back still because it's literally impossible for us to remote record because two of them don't have.
You know the biggest thing I did? I won't tell you how much I spent on it because you'd be disappointed in me, but I bought a Packer and it comes today and I'm so excited.
What's a, like, for
like it's
cigarettes?
It's a dick. But it's a,
oh, okay.
Like a pack and play, and it was very costly, but it's custom made, so I'm pretty excited.
Wait, so like a strapless dildo, you mean?
No, I would still like have to wear a strap on.
Okay,
it.
Okay.
But it's like it looks more like an actual penis. It feels like one.
Okay.
Why would I do that right now?
I don't know.
Not funny. Like in this climate, it's not. I'm sorry.
I'm so used to you just doing shit like that that I wasn't like, oh yeah, that's insensitive.
It
right
was, though.
Now.
Very sorry.
I just want to say, like, TC has said. It's in response to you saying, oh, you want to know I should probably
write this. I did say
that
10 minutes ago, so we do have to, like, catch up to it.
This is how much I'm writing now for Mostly Speaking Sentai.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a full page, 11-point font, and then the intro is, I think, 10-point font because I needed it all to fit on one page.
Just, like, writing fan fiction?
Actually, technically, yes, this is fan fiction because the shout-outs, and speaking of shout-outs, we got to shout-out our $10 patrons over on Patreon. Actually, I'm very glad that I brought this over here. First, we got Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., a.k.a. the Waz, a.k.a. our old boss.
Waz.
Orion, aka Defo, check him out on Spotify.
D4L is one of your patrons?
Yes, D4L.
Whoa.
Kayla, aka Two Grapes, Duo Grunfox, and my best friend, Tyler Wright. the Patreon's popping off now.
Popping off in the Patreon.
That's like $7 patrons right there.
Are we doing the one for Patreon?
We settled down with that. I gotta blank that out. Yeah, I gotta blank that out. Guys,
I knew you were gonna ask at some point. I was like, if I could just get him to wait till. And you asked like right after we. I was like, oh, thank God.
I was like, well, if we were to do this, we gotta
have to beat you up if you asked. Him.
I was like, we gotta. I think it at the start of or when we're blanking things out, guys. Just so you know, go over to patreon.com/MLM pod, and within I don't know like a month or two, we're gonna start a Patreon podcast.
I mean, unless we're going back to an episode a week, I don't think it's going to be a month or two.
Wait, how many episodes are in this?
We have 5 left.
Okay. Then, like, in 2 months, about.
I'm sorry.
God. It's fine. You're drinking a carbonated thing.
Yeah, I'm drinking. But anyway, enemies. So as you know, enemies. It won't open, unlock. Before we get into that, so I've been binging Friends. And I was talking with my sister a couple days ago, and something everybody talks about anymore. It.
Huh? Something I'm not doing anymore.
Oh. You're not talking to...
You don't need to say their name. But, oh my God, big old thing. I reconnected with my brother, and we're talking now.
Oh, that's so great. I don't... I don't talk to my mom anymore.
Yeah.
Damn, what was that name? Oh.
Friends.
Yeah. And I was thinking it would be a fun podcast, because everybody always asks who was worse, Ross or Rachel. And instead of watching all 10 seasons, we do like a limited podcast where we watch the like Ross Rachel centric episodes, and we just go back and forth like, okay, what are all the wrong things they did? Tally it up. Who did more wrong things at the end of the episode? And then by the end of the limited series, we would be able to be like, hey, who's worse?
I'm absolutely down for it.
Here's my drawback. We would definitely need a woman, to be honest. Two guys being like, because what if Rachel is worse? How are we going to justify that? Men are always to me worse, but I can't like be the like I don't want to.
My issue with this would be like I would never think Rachel is being terrible because
it's not based on how pretty she is though. Oh my God,
hard
she is
nipples.
So beautiful. See, this is why we need because you shouldn't say that.
Her hard nipples are distracting me from her terrible shit. Right,
let me see if my sister wants to be also a participant because that's not James Wett.
And Nicole will not. She is already upset with the amount of podcasting she's already doing.
I understand. You really just crank them out.
Yeah.
And you do a lot of podcasts, too.
Yeah.
Doom.
Hey, yes.
Yes. Enemies. Season 3, Episode 17, original air date, March 16th, 1999.
1990s rock
Let's
and
get into
roll.
These notes that I don't remember. Who almost took a gun out of my pocket? He was about to be mad as hell.
Oh! I thought you were. I thought you said a gun out of your pocket. I was like, "Do you?
I wish. I think
have?
I'd be super cool with a gun. I think that I'm gonna get a gun, not
Do
even
it.
Just to use, just because I think I'd look cool.
Okay.
I won't get like a holster or anything. I'll keep it in my waistband. That's where cool guys keep their guns.
Oh, wait, you brought your notes?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Because that's the thing I forgot to remind you to bring. I was like, oh, I hope he brings his notes.
I almost forgot them because I didn't pack anything until the last minute.
That's very TC of you. At least it feels like it.
Yeah.
For this podcast related, I think maybe going on a trip, you probably are more...
I pack everything, if I can. I'm one of those... There's this tweet, and it's like, why when I go on vacation, I'll be there for 3 days, but I pack 20 pair of underwear. It's like, I'm going to shit myself every hour. And that's me. But it's like, I'll pack a lot of clothes. It doesn't matter how long the trip is. I will pack, like, if it's a 4-day trip, I'll pack an outfit for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I won't even go to breakfast or lunch. Like, I'll sleep through that. And then I'll just be like, well, okay. And obviously at hotels, I sleep naked. But I have to pack a lot of shoes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I pack one pair of shoes.
No.
Unless it's a work trip, then I have to pack boots.
No, I packed. When do you go on work trips? What are you talking about? No offense. I'm sorry.
I used to work with my dad.
Oh.
And on construction.
My dad turned an age a couple days back.
69.
No, and don't say that about my father. No, I'm kidding. I think 60, but then I would need to know what year he was born. Maybe 1960.
I don't know. 60 on 60s.
Your guess is as good as mine. I have a note that says, why hasn't he been to the movies? It's not like he's banned from them, but I don't.
Oh, I know what that is, because I have a note on that. If you're trying not to get worked up.
Angel. It was Angel.
Yeah. If you're trying not to get worked up in a relationship, hey, I have an idea for you. Go watch an art house film that is practically softcore pornography.
I guess they didn't know, because he didn't call movie phone because he doesn't know how movies work. I'm assuming he took her on the date. But then it's like, you did no research.
Yeah.
You just took her to the movies and you were like, oh, what's playing in 3 minutes?
Probably.
What do I have enough time to get some popcorn?
Hey, I see all these people lined up. It must be good.
Man. You know what I miss? Movie theater popcorn. Mm. What was the last movie you saw in theaters before the world closed down?
Sonic the Hedgehog, I believe.
You know what the fuck I saw?
What?
Onward. So bad.
Man, Pixar just kind of like, maybe because it's like cynicism, I don't know, but Pixar used to have like our generation, even the generation after us, always like, yes, this is, I cried during this, but their last few, it seems like.
Because you know what? It was In-N-Out Pixar.
Wait.
In-N-Out might have been Disney Pixar.
What is In-N-Out?
Inside Out.
That's Pixar.
See, shit like that, because you knew what I meant.
No,
can you see this? Look at this.
Oh my God.
Can you see it past my sleeve?
No, I can't. Yes, now I can.
See?
He's showing me
his
muscle.
I got stretch marks and everything.
Because it's so large.
I mark you.
Like it's been expanding at an exponential rate.
Not really. I wish. Then, like, okay, so they're talking about how they can't get worked up from.
Wait, what about Inside Out?
Oh, such a good movie.
Okay.
I watched that bitch and just cried. Did you see Inside Out?
I haven't seen. That's the one that Nicole and I.
So good.
And Good Dinosaur. We haven't seen that yet
either. Really bad.
Yeah, I know.
The Good Dinosaur was a terrible fucking movie.
It's crazy. Like, Cars 2. Bad movie.
I didn't like any of the. I didn't like the first Cars, though, except for Life is a Highway, which is what I was singing when we were trying to record a couple days ago. Life is a highway.
And then.
I'm gonna ride it all night.
And then Good Dinosaur seemed to just be like this.
All night long.
Straight fail on their part.
It was a really bad movie. The Good Dinosaur was one of the worst movies I've ever maybe seen, ever maybe. And I've seen some pretty bad movies because Morgan enjoys watching bad movies. Oh, man. So Gina Rodriguez is in this movie. Maybe not Gina Rodriguez. Michelle Rodriguez. Sorry.
Okay, so there's Gabrielle Union and then one other person who I think Gabrielle Union's good, but the other person is bad. And I think on a show we talked about both of them. The other person's in Scoob.
Do you mean Gina Rodriguez and Gina Torres?
No, I think Gina Rodriguez, is she in Scoob?
Yes, she's okay. Velma.
Yes, and for some reason, I get them mixed up.
Oh, you get Gabrielle Union.
I don't know what.
You get black woman Gabrielle Union confused with Latina actress Gina Rodriguez?
I don't know who either of them are, but when I see both of their names for some weird reason.
Those women of color. Hmm.
Oh my God.
No, Gabrielle Union is like, she's been in everything since the 90s, not really aging, married to Dwayne Wade, always plays like a not nice person in all of her movies. And I hated Gabrielle Union until I was like 20 years old, because when I was little, she was on Sister Sister one time, and she was like a thief. Like, she would just steal, like a kleptomaniac. And I don't know why I would say that in three different ways, but she was stealing.
Anything but pussy, though.
Correct. And she, when Tamara was like, I'm going to tell, Gabrielle Union was like, no, you're not, because I'm going to say you stole. But luckily, Jackie Harry, who played Tamara's stepmom, was like, no, you're not, honey, because I heard you through the door. And I was like, why would Gabrielle Union do that to my best friend Tamara? And just, I hated her. And then I had, like, one day I grew up and I was like, why do I hate the sight of Gabrielle Union so much? And I remembered that. And for a couple more years, I was like, nah, she probably did my girl wrong. And then I grew up and realized that Tamara Mowry is terrible. So now I'm cool with Gabrielle Union.
Wait, why is she
terrible?
She's
just annoying as hell.
Oh, like on the show or IRL?
No, just in general.
Okay.
They used to, like, the have you ever seen Sister Sister?
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's probably
like a bunch.
Not. Oh, cool. I feel like you're more of a Boy Meets World guy.
No. I watched whatever was on TV.
Oh, did you see they're putting it on Netflix? A bunch of black shows?
Netflix has been doing good on that.
Mm-hmm. Except for the whole, like, they wouldn't pay Monique for her comedy special.
Yeah.
And now look at them, having to pay Monique. You go, Monique. Monique's my aunt. Anyway.
For real?
No, of course not. But I wish. She seems nice.
What was that saying?
Oh, Gabrielle Union is not Gina Rodriguez.
One quick thing while we're on this
subject.
Nor
is she Gina Torres, who I do believe you're confusing her with. I just can't believe you're confusing Gabrielle Union and Gina Rodriguez.
I think we talked about both of them on a podcast.
I really do think you mean Gina Torres.
Maybe I do.
I'm almost certain.
Who's that?
Gina Torres is...
Are they a singer?
Nope, she's an actress. She was on Angel. I'm trying to... Did you watch Suits?
No.
I only know that she was on Angel and on Suits.
Okay.
Sorry. She was on a lot of stuff. I just didn't... She was married to Lawrence Fishburne, I think.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Hey guys, my friend Terry Crews has been being odd lately. I apologize. I'm not in touch with him anymore.
Good. Real piece of shit. Wow, remember when we started this podcast and he wasn't? Wow, time flies.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, so Michelle Rodriguez of Fast and Furious fame did a movie called The Assignment where she's a...
She's a hitman. And his punishment for killing someone's brother, they illegally do a gender reassignment surgery.
What?
So she has to live her life. So she's a man at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, okay.
And they do an illegal gender reassignment surgery on her. She has to live as a woman.
Is this a comedy?
No, it's supposed to be serious. And it had like Sigourney Weaver and Tony Shalhoub and all of these people where I was watching and I was like, why did you do this movie? You have so much money.
Okay, wait. It's called The Reassignment.
It's called The Assignment.
Oh, The Assignment. Yeah. Okay, if it was called The Reassignment and it was not a comedy, I'd be like, this does not make any sense.
It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
What?
And it's like not even just because it's so transphobic, literally just the script itself was so bad. And I was like, what is it? I can excuse transphobia, but I draw the line at a bad script.
That, at first I thought you meant Michelle Rodriguez starts out as a hitman and then is turned into a man.
She starts as a male hitman and then just one day... So the person, are you ever going to watch the movie? You should. It's very terrible, but
I will. But it's, I'm fine with spoilers.
So she starts as a male. He is a hitman, and he kills Sigourney Weaver's brother, and then he gets hired to do another hit. But it turns out Sigourney Weaver hired this guy who Michelle Rodriguez had also killed someone he cared about. So when he hired her, it was like a faux hire. Some big Samoan dude beats him up, and then when he wakes up, Sigourney Weaver, first of all, there's a scene where he has sex with this woman he meets at like a diner, and it's like they make sure to show you, they show Michelle Rodriguez tearing the condom open because of course he has a penis because he's a man. There's a nude scene where like
they have her in a Packer and like they've put this giant
but it's like she didn't have to cut her hair. So it's just in a ponytail, but she still has bangs, and they just put her in a beard. And it's like, do you have your phone on you right now?
I don't get any...
I want to send you a picture of what she looked like.
Wait. Okay.
Go on.
Is Michelle Rodriguez always playing the hitman?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
I think her name in the movie is Frank Kitchen.
Okay, so she is always playing... Okay, so I was for some weird reason thinking... that it was a male actor and then just like, whoops,
you would think.
This is so, when was this released?
2016?
What?
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, this is Tony Shalhoub. He's hot on Monk. It may be 2006.
Sigourney fucking Weaver. What are you doing? You're Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Siggy, no. Do you have your thing on you?
No, I do not.
Why would you do it?
I'm not tethered to it like you are. We
should really start talking about it. Yeah. Anyway, terrible movie. Don't even know why I brought that up.
So we see the mayor talking to Faith, and he's like, "You're a girl. You should act your age." And she should have responded with, "I'm a woman my age, bitch."
She's like 16.
Is she?
Yeah.
I thought she was like 19.
No, we've talked about this before. She's younger than Buffy.
What? 18.
Yeah.
They
canonically, she's younger than Buffy. It's just something that like nobody mentioned. So it was like after the fact, Joss Whedon was like, yeah, she's younger. Also, too, as well, though, the whole episode, it kind of just seems like they've just, until the end, they were like, they forgot that the storyline was that Faith has killed a man, not repented for it, lied and said Buffy did it, and also attacked Wesley.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like, fuck it.
It's, I watched this like 2 weeks ago, so I'm trying to remember.
Oh, the scene where she's talking to the mayor, he's like, he's talking about how she needs strong bones, and then he pours her some milk from like a kettle, I don't know what you call it, a jug that's just been sitting on like a desk. He just poured her hot ass milk and was like, here, have some.
He's, I guess, at a continental breakfast at a Super 8.
No, he's in his office.
I know,
that was a joke, yes. But just for the listeners.
The listeners know.
There's just hot ass milk sitting in his office. And he was like, here, have some. Oh, her stomach would have been just fucked.
I thought it was such a fantastic choice to make the demon in this episode. So there's this demon with the Books of Ascension like nice and sympathetic. So then it's like, oh, fuck, what? She's a monster for killing him.
Yeah.
He was
a dummy. She could have just stole him. I hate the storyline of, I hate the Wesley Cordelia storyline. Hate it.
Oh, Nicole does too.
It's so terrible. It's so awful. And I hate that men consistently write like young girls flirting with older men. And the like, why, guys, you got to stop writing that, because you write that and then teenagers that are watching this show that's for teenage, like we're watching Buffy because it was something I liked as a child. If Buffy came on now, I probably wouldn't, it wouldn't be something that I liked. I like it because it's like, it's from my childhood.
You say that, but did you enjoy Pretty Little Liars?
No, I hated it. I thought it was a terrible show. I could point out then that Arya and Ezra were wrong, but again, I was an adult. A bunch of 16-year-olds are going to watch that and be like, yeah, I should date my teacher. And there's some teachers out here.
Yeah.
Like my band instructor.
Married a...
That could have been me. I bet she's fine going through quarantine. Bet she wants for nothing. Or he's dating somebody much younger than her.
Probs.
That's gross. Just like Wesley and Cordelia. What's my next note?
Nicole was like, this is gross. I was like, well, technically she's like 38. And then she's like, oh, I thought she was a student. And then I was like, no. In here, actor is like 34. And she's like, okay, well, that doesn't mean anything here, James.
I wish they would have put like some cucumbers on her eyes or something. Some collagen.
I mean, she's hot AF, but, and like very beautiful, but she's not a high schooler.
No, that might be I think nowadays, because you can get so much work done, it's much easier to make these old ass actors and actresses that are playing teenagers look good. Like when they were doing Pretty Little Liars, they all looked young. Even when they were standing next to the girl that played Allie, who was actually the correct age, they all looked like her age.
Yeah.
But back in like the 90s, they didn't have all that. So it was a bunch of 30-year-olds like, I'm going to miss history if I don't go right now. It's like, are you going to miss it as the sub or? Eliza Dushku acting as Faith acting was great. She did a great job at pretending to be a bad actor.
I don't remember when that happened.
When she goes to Angel and she's like, she has the blood all over her hands from killing the demon. And she's like, I messed up. It's not human blood. Don't worry. And then she tries to like kiss him and shit.
Okay.
She's
if
Buffy weren't in the picture, could we, you know, have a thing? And again, you don't know him. The last time you met him, he was like, you know, hey, you know, y'all were sitting there and then Wesley came and abducted you and he got stuck under that net. And then the time before that, I don't think you ever met him. So, oh, you were trying to beat his ass for the bad watcher.
Yeah.
What's going on with Faith? Why do they just let her do things?
Nicole and I have been watching Dead Meat. It's a YouTube channel by James A. Janisse, and he does this thing called The Kill Count, where he just different horror movies, he counts the kills in every single one, and then like also dissects the movie a little bit and does like a synopsis review with jokes in it. And one thing before I get into my real note, a lot of Buffy actors have been popping up on like the really bad movies.
I don't get it. Like, they end up doing such shit work.
It's
also the Friends actor. Like, you don't see them in anything but shit.
I think episodes.
Except for Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
There's always one. Who was the one in Buffy? Oh, God. Allison Hannigan. Yeah, no, Allison Hannigan.
Yeah. I would say American Pie and How I Met Your Mother alone.
Like, I think probably she's done now. She's not going to maybe do anything else. But, like, she had a better run than I think anyone else on the show did.
Yeah. If you've been on collectively on, what would you call it? Network TV.
Yeah.
If you have been on 16 seasons of television as a main character,
yeah,
as part of the like core cast, you're content. You've
and you're on
done
shows
it.
That aren't getting canceled. Because listen, as much as I love Sarah Michelle Gellar, can't keep a show. can't make it through that 12 episode trial run.
That's like, what's her face? Melissa Joan Hart has literally been on TV since a teenager consistently. And now she's just like, I'm going to direct. Because she doesn't need your. If you still have the acting bug after that, and you're like, I still need to do more. Fuck off.
Now you're just being like,
since '93 until I think like Melissa and Joey ended in maybe 2017,
which seemed like a really bad show. Don't know how it lasted that long.
But who knows?
Who was Joey? Well, God, what was his name?
Joey
Tribbiani.
No,
I've been watching a lot of Friends.
He was one. The whoa, that guy, the something brothers.
Joey. The Joey Brothers?
Yeah. No, it was he's part of a, like, three trio of brothers who is also one of them.
Brothers Grimm.
Yes, the Brothers Grimm.
I thought so.
The Brothers Garcia.
Now, was that really what it was?
No. That was a Nickelodeon
show. Menendez Brothers.
Yeah. Okay, so on the kill count, he was doing the Vavitch, and he said that...
Can I set this down?
Yeah.
Thanks.
All of the lighting was done by natural light, mm-hmm, either by candlelight or the light of the sun and the moon. And I'm like, how does this look so great, but Buffy is so unbelievably badly lit? Like, even now, there are still some episodes where it's like, who's there? I can't see you.
Sorry, I'm looking up the fun facts. So in the scene where Angel and Faith are hugging and she's hitting on him, he had on this wine-colored sweater, and I liked it so much. Such a nice sweater.
And then...
she's getting blood all over.
Faith ended up having on this leather, it was red leather draped over her, and it was a bad look.
There's something where Buffy has to... Oh, when Buffy has to go look into the Books of Ascension... She had already previously seen Faith and Angel hugged up, and because she's 18 and very just very, very insecure, she saw them hugging and was like, wow, I mean, I guess they're fucking then, and leaves his crypt or whatever you call his mansion. So then Wesley and Giles are like, hey, you two go look for the Books of Ascension. And she's like, I can do it myself. And they're like, no, Buffy, you can't. You have to have faith. You have to have faith. You have to have faith. And it's like, genuinely, I think they forgot that storyline. Why does she have faith? Lied on her and killed a man. No, she doesn't need faith. Also, too, as well, this is the Buffy who for 2.5 years was doing all of this shit by herself.
In the moment, I thought that. But then at the end of the episode, I'm like, well, I think Giles is pulling strings, isn't he?
I thought that part at least was... No, because remember, before Buffy sees the way that the demon has been killed, she doesn't know Faith did it.
Oh, okay.
So when they're like, Buffy, you have to go with Faith, they're just like, you can't do it alone.
All right. In that scene where, like, it's Giles and, Wesley, they're like, oh, where's the Book of Ascension? And then what's-his-face rolls in? Xander.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this exchange was very good, and he's like, hey, I got information from Willie, which Willie, I think, is the most sympathetic character in this entire series because he's constantly getting the shit beat out of him just for, like, being around people who just pay him for beer.
Yeah.
So, like, it sucks. But he goes, yeah, how'd you get this information? Because he knows where the books are. And he's like, I roughed him up a little bit. And they look at him. And he's like, I paid him, like, $50, which, you know, like... I can get the Watchers can reciprocate that. And then Giles just goes, did you get a receipt? Like being like honest of like, yeah, we can. Do you have a receipt, though? I was like, fuck yeah, this was good.
When Buffy sits down to complain to Willow about her unnecessary insecurity with Angel, the first line is like, oh, it's Faith. And Willow is just like, what about her? And again, why does nobody give a shit? Literally this big thing happened and they're all like, yeah, Faith, what's the problem? Why don't you like Faith?
Who's wrong, Buffy?
Maybe it's because everyone thinks like, well, she's a watcher. Yeah, she's misguided right now, but... Oh, yes, sorry. So, like, there's always good inside a Slayer's heart.
Literally, the previous episode, Willow was magicking pencils through trees because she hated Faith.
Yeah.
I have a note that says, I really want to like her leather shirt, but it's so ugly. It's the one of the ugliest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
One of the ugliest outfits I've ever seen. I wish we had done that. Like, I wish we had done a count of, like, if we had every episode just picked the ugliest fucking outfit on the show. Moving forward, I've decided I'll do that, if I remember.
That demon character, I believe, is the most unoriginal demon I've ever seen. Just like, I have like darkened eyes and then head to toe, you can't see me. It just felt like really low budget.
Yeah. But maybe it's because he was supposed to be such like he's not supposed to be taken seriously. They were like, bleh.
Okay. Why did I have Chump take the tank top off? What was that? I don't know. Oh, Wesley's shoulders, even with shoulder pads, it's as if he doesn't have arms. Like, he's just like sunken down so low and looks like a, for a lack of a better term, a beta cuck. And I don't understand, like, there's nothing enjoyable about Wesley.
Faith and Angel would be a much cuter power couple than Buffy and Angel, but not as cute as Faith and Buffy.
I think Faith and Analyst.
Anyway. I wish he were evil more often in the series because he's just such a better actor when he's evil.
Some people don't have range, you know? A replacement Slayer. They don't want Buffy to die. The mayor says this because then a new Slayer will come along. Mm-hmm. But that's not true, right? Because her new Slayer has already come along. If Buffy dies... that's fine, but if Faith dies, then a new Slayer comes along.
Yeah, it's probably just a continuity error.
Yeah.
So when they finally have when they abduct Buffy and she's all tied up, Faith does her little spiel and she's like, oh, everybody kept asking, why can't you be more like Buffy? And I'd love to go back through the season and see if anybody ever asked her that because I don't think they did. If anything, they were like, oh, you should be more like Faith. You should loosen up. You should blah, blah, blah.
And
you
then
should be brunette.
I thought you were going to bring up... the greatest line in this episode, and that it's during this altercation, and she's like, oh, I'm better, I'm the shit, and then Buffy just responds with, you had to tie me up to beat me up.
That was pretty powerful.
And, oh, fucking so dope.
I'd have killed her. I would have been like, I don't give a fuck about anything else. No, you're not gonna sit in my fight. Now you gotta die. But I did put, I think at the end of that, she's like, you know what they call that, Faith? I hate the way her tongue moves. She's like, loser. Like, she puts her tongue all the way out her mouth. You could cut the sexual tension between Buffy and Faith in that scene with a knife. So thick. Thickest sexual tension. Also, too, as well, though, again, that you had to time me. That is the best line of the episode, but definitely, I would have been like, I know what the mayor said, but you gotta go. You gotta get up out of here.
And then I thought the twist at the end was fucking great.
Yeah.
And when the demon says, like, hey, thank you, our debt is paid now. And then he starts, like, backing up. But there aren't enough shadows. So I was like, is he just going to, like, run into a library shelf?
That would have been funny.
And he's like, oh, no, shoot. And that's it. That's all my notes.
The way that this... So at the end, when Faith finds out... I didn't really understand why they added that slow-mo. It was really weird. When Faith finds out that they've been, like, running the long con. What was I about to say? They have that little fight, and her and Buffy end up neck to neck with knives. The way Buffy is holding her knife, she wouldn't have been able to hurt Faith as easily. Like, Faith could have done a clear swipe. Buffy's arm is, like, out. She would have had to... It wouldn't have worked.
She would have had to, like, trip or something.
Yeah, and they're on their knees, so...
Oh, yeah, I don't remember this part.
And then at the end, mini golf is super fun. What? I don't know what that's about. But anyway... Giles explains through the whole thing, which was great because I don't even know when they would have had time, but I wouldn't have understood that, like, they set that whole thing up without that ending speech. And then also, too, as well, of course, at the end, Buffy goes and talks to Angel, and Angel is like, oh, I never meant to let it get that far. And Buffy is back to her old insecure. So you asked him to do this for you, and now
like,
it really hurt me that you did this.
Oh, my God.
Girl, hang it up. Hang it up.
All right, I think we're done for today.
Oh, wait, hold on, sorry. Trivia.
Fun facts.
Let's see. The movie they're walking out of is not a real movie.
What,
damn,
really?
They couldn't even come up with a...
Oh, my God. A sexy movie that WB owned?
when the mayor suggests mini golf. Oh, the mayor says he wants to take Faith mini golfing to make up for Faith losing and everybody finding out that she's evil for sure.
Okay.
Oh, Faith was originally supposed to kiss Buffy on the lips. Man, that would have been great for
Holy
young me.
What?
I would have nutted to that so many times as a child.
Don't say that.
What? Oh, sorry. Oops. Yeah, none of these are fun.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Go over to MLMpod.com to find out information about our other podcasts, such as Mostly Speakin' Sentai, which is coming up on 100 episodes soon, and our two-year anniversary. Then we also have This Movie's Gay, which will be coming back shortly, and Hit It and Crit It, which no one knows when that's coming back because it's so hard to get five people in a room during a pandemic and be confident about it. Then also go over to patreon.com/MLMpod, which is the best way to support us as a network. Eventually, TC and I are going to have a podcast over there. But right now, every single Friday, you can get episodes. And there's almost 3 months backlogged of episodes from Engage with Nicolas Cage. That's where Nicole and I are talking about Nicolas Cage movies, talking about Beyblade. That's my one-man podcast where I'm going through every episode of the first season of Beyblade and making it fun. The show's not very, the Beyblade show is not that great. But I'm talking about Beyblades, a hoot and a holler, and the Toku Reading Corner, which is where Nicole is reading tokusatsu fan fiction. Listen to my rap music, which I have an album coming out on August 21st of just chill, lo-fi type beats. It's going to be really good. That's under Marsh, Land, Monster. And you can find that wherever music is found. If you have a Tidal or a Napster account, please listen on loop over there because they pay the most royalties. That's all for me.
Follow me on Instagram at tavia.cw, or if you want to follow my transition, follow me at Transitioning with TC. Follow me on Twitter at tavia_cw because they don't let you put a period, and I'm going to complain about it until they change that stupid rule. Send me money. My Cash App is $TaviaCW. I've been Tavia.
And I've been James.
And this has been
What the Hell Mouth. Ooh, bye.
Ooh, bye.
Ooh. Nice.
Felt that, didn't you?
I did.
A little hard, aren't you?
No.
Oh. Not even a little bit? Bye.